A computer is an educational device. It is in fact a direct reflection of your own imagination, your own intelligence. And once you are given the freedom in which to create things and to see the immediate response on the screen, then it becomes a very enjoyable experience. You go on to involve yourself in many other things.
It seems to be a very fantastic and hypnotic field. Once you start, you just can't stop. It's something you can't explain.
To the question of what is all this microcomputer and computer business going to do to our society? The case is that we are humans and we are much more adaptable to our environment than the computer is to its own.
Society as simply the collective contribution of millions of human beings who carry in themselves certain power and influence and emotion. And every time you turn the switch off of one of those persons, you've dampened the glow. It's the fundamental question of whether this society is going to find a way to make itself as rich and as powerful and, if you will, as beautiful as potentially it can be.
Well, like adventures, you gotta beat people and all this. It's sort of like an adventure, a big adventure. It's just fun.
I'm not afraid to sentimental age. My diagnosis says I tend to disengage. I'd rather have my privacy, I'd rather have my space. These are just the pills I have to take. We are not a sentimental age.
when I met you. is no lost alone and far from home. With golden galleons, golden guns to find their place under the sun. There's a song on the Sahara wind that lifts you to your feet again. The dance is on the clockwork stars that pulses through a beating heart.
Call on the phone.
the parents too. Kids get high in the spare bedroom. We grow up and move away. The seasons pass, but the monsters stay.